圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm very glad that I have this opportunity here to study the Bible with you all.
那我们现在来看第四章。
Let's turn to the Book of Revelation, Chapter 4.
启示录第四章是我们很熟悉的一章。
Revelation Chapter 4 is a chapter we're very familiar with.
那我们今天晚上看四节就好。
Tonight we will study four verses.
那我们从第一节念到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 4.
来，你大声念哈。预备起。
Verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold,
天上有门开了。
Standing open in heaven,
我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事情指示你。我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又一位坐宝座在。
And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Verse 4, around the throne were 24 thrones.And on the thrones, I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
Amen. 那我们用这一段，我们用一个题目，就是。末世天上的二十四长老。
From this passage, we have a topic, which is the 24 elders in the end times.
这里的长老不是讲职分上的长老。
Here, the elders do not refer to the elders in ministry.
而这是身份上的长老。
It is.Referring to elders
in
their positions or in their status.
哎，对 ，status， 这是本质上的长老。
It means they are elders. In essence, they are elders.
好，那。我们来看哦，他这边说天上有门开了。
And here it says that a door in heaven opened.、
这个天上门开，他第一次他听到那个声音叫吹号声音，现在又对他说。
And the first time when he heard the voice from the trumpet, now this voice is speaking to him again.
这个声音，如果你要知道的话，是在第一章。第一章第十节。
If you want to find out about the voice, it's recorded in chapter 1, verse 10.
在一章十节那边记载的，他在拔摩海岛听见一个声音。
In chapter 1, verse 10, it records that when he was on the island, he heard this voice like a trumpet.
这个声音呢，好像很大的声音，好像吹号声音，在他后面。
And this voice was very loud, like a trumpet. It was behind him.
那他转身过来要看。
And so he turned around to see.
哎，一看看不到声音呢。
But he didn't see any voice.
哎，十二节他一看就看到，接下来我们看到他看到主耶稣。
Afterwards, after he turned, he saw Jesus.
Okay, 所以呢，第四章的第一节这里的大声音就是主耶稣的声音。
And so here in chapter 4, verse 1, this loud voice is the voice of Jesus.
那主耶稣跟他说，你上来，上到，你上到这里来。
And Jesus told him, come up here.
上到哪里？
Come up where?
上天啊，上到天上去了吗？
Come up to heaven.
就到天上去了。
So he went to heaven.
啊，天上是哪里？
And where is heaven?
在这是末后要发生的事情啊。
These are the things that must take place.
那接下来说，你到我这里来。
And then it said,
你上到这里来。
Come up here.
哎，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
And I will show you things which must take place after this.
哎，所以要指给他看的是以后要发生的事情。
So the things that was presented to John was things that was taking place after this.
要发生的事情要发生在哪里？
And what were the things that was happening or will happen?
很简单的讲就是教会啦。
And to put it very simply, it's referring to the church.
就是属灵的教会。
The spiritual church.
有一个观念，你现在坐在哪里？
There is a concept of where we're sitting.
你一定说我是坐在美国那个 Garden Grove教会里面的会堂里面的椅子上。
If I were to ask you where you're sitting right now, and you'll say I'm sitting in the Church of Garden Grove on the pews in the chapel.
对，这是你的肉体啊。
And this is where your physical body is.
我们现在来看一节圣经，看以弗所书第二章。
And let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
用另一个角度来看二章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
以弗所书二章这里谈到我们以前是在罪恶当中。
Ephesians, here it is mentioned that we were in sin before.
那我们受洗的时候。
And when we were baptized.
我们信耶稣，接受有功效洗礼的时候。
After we believe in Jesus and have received the effective water baptism.
第六节说。
Verse 6 it says.
你念。
And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们受洗之后是跟耶稣一起复活，一起坐在天上。
After we have received water baptism, we have raised up with Jesus together and sit together in the heavenly places.
所以在属灵的位置上，你现在坐在天上，你才忘记你是天上人。
And so, spiritually speaking, we are sitting in heaven. Many times we tend to forget that we are people in heaven.
所以保罗在腓立比书第三章二十节这么说。
That's why Paul says in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20.
腓立比书三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 it says for our citizenship is in heaven from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你是坐在天上，你是天上人。
We are sitting in heaven. We are the citizens of heaven.
所以你有天上国民的身份。
And that's why we have the status of heaven.
无论你是哪一国的护照。
It does not matter what nationality you are.
我们有共同的一本护照。
We have the same passport.
就是天国护照。
And that is the passport of heaven.
这个天国护照是真耶稣教会的信徒才有的。
And this passport of heaven only belongs to members of the true Jesus Church.
你拿全世界最好的护照，可以跑每个国家都不用签证的护照，你用也用不到一百年了。
If you were to hold the best passport in this world, wherever you go, no matter what country, you do not need visas. The most that you can use is 100 years.
中国人不是说吗？百年之后，就是说，他给你设定你活一百年就差不多了，百年之后就可能不在了。
There is a saying in Chinese that says after 100 years later, meaning that if there is a limit of 100 years, usually we're not here anymore.
所以启示录第四章这里，他看见天上的门开了。
And so in here, chapter 4 in Revelation, John saw that there was a door opening in heaven.
他到了天上了。
And he went up to heaven.
其实他所要看的是属灵教会的景况，不是说真的到天国去了。到以后永远的天国去了。他现在要看的就是什么？属灵的教会的内在的要发生的事情。
And so, here when he went up to heaven, he was seeing the spiritual church and what was going to happen in the spiritual church and not going to heaven as the heaven we know.
就是所以第一节的后面才有讲说，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
That's why in the later part of verse 1 says, I will show you things which must take place after this.
也就是在这个天上要发生的事情。
That is what is going to happen in heaven.
对，这就是那个属灵教会的事情。
It refers to the matter pertaining to church, the spiritual church.
好，第二节。
Verse 2. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
英文，你看中文的话，是应该读英文比较好。
It's better.
读英文好了，英文是说我 immediately 我立刻在灵里面。
Here it says, John was immediately in the spirit.
这样的一个说辞呢，在启示录里面有四次。
This phrase was found four times in the book of Revelation.
就是他在灵里，他在灵里四次。
The phrase "I was in the spirit" was appeared four times in the book of Revelation.
那这四次呢？他看到四次的，他在四次在异象里面。
And the four times when he was in the spirit, he saw four visions.
当然，第一次就是在第一章第九节的时候。
The first time was
第十节。
The first time was recorded in chapter 1, verse 9 and verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
那第一次他所看到的是，就是当时的事情。
He saw the things that was happening.
那第四章之后呢，是他要看到的是以后要发生的事情。
But in chapter 4, he was shown the things that would happen afterwards.
所以他在灵里面看到这个属灵的景况。
So in the spirit, he saw things pertaining to spiritual things.
他一看有个宝座在天上。
He saw that there is a throne set in heaven.
宝座就是王者的宝座了。
The throne belonged to the king.
主耶稣神要在教会做王，设立宝座。
Lord Jesus, or a God, he was to reign in the church, to have a throne.
那现在要来描写神是像什么样子
？And afterwards, we see the description of God.
他看到有一位坐在宝座上的。
He saw one sat on the throne.
就是神，他就是王，他是教会的王。
And that is God, the king of the church.
第三节。
Verse 3, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
Okay, 这里你念完之后，你多想一想，奇怪，没有描写神很。用其他的来描写他，这里用什么描写神呢？说神看起来好像碧玉，又好像红宝石。
If we read it carefully, we realize there is no description of God, but it's saying that he saw something like a jasper and a sardius stone.
神不是碧玉，神也不是红宝石。
God is not a jasper or a sardius stone.
只是说像。
But it says, there was like a jasper and sardius stone.
他看到一个宝座。
John saw a throne.
有一位坐在里面。
And one sat on the throne.
那看起来像碧玉，像红宝石，是一块石头吗？是一个宝石吗？宝石有多大？这么大，就很大了。
And
一般这么大，一个宝石放在那里啊。
And he saw.Him who sat on the throne was like a jasper and sardius stone, and he didn't really see a stone because the stone would only be about this big.
其实不是的，这是在描写神的荣耀。
He did not see an actual stone. This description was describing the glory of God.
在古时候，他只能用这种宝石的光辉来描写神的荣耀。
At that time, they could only use the glory or the light of precious stones to describe the glory of God.
以西结书也有这样的描写嘛？
In the book of Ezekiel, there was similar description.
以西结书一个很重要的主题就是神的荣耀。
A very prominent theme in the book of Ezekiel is the glory of God.
我们看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1 of the book of Ezekiel.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
若从二十六节到二十八节，你可以看得到二十六到二十八，看到这里描述神的荣耀的情形。
If we read from verses 26 to 28, this passage describes the glory of God.
像彩虹的形状，周围的光辉的形状。用彩虹的这个光辉来描写神的荣耀的形状。
There was like the appearance of a rainbow and the appearance of the brightness.
其实看不到神像什么样。
In actuality, he couldn't really see what God was like.
因为从来没人见过神。
Because no one has ever seen God.
所以启示录在这里只是用宝石来描写神。
And so in the book of Revelation here, it only used precious stones to describe God.
像宝石的那个碧玉，碧玉应该是绿的吧？又是红宝石是红的嘛？又是绿又是红，红红绿绿。
And so jasper is green and sardius stone is red. So there are brightness or lights of green and red.
我是对色彩不怎么敏感的，红配绿应该是最美丽的吧。
I'm not very familiar with colors, but I think green and red will be very good together.
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是至少这是用那个什么宝石来描写神的光辉，就是。
But at least the description was using very precious stones.
那在这个宝座又有彩虹围着这个宝座。
And around the throne, there was a rainbow.
宝座是什么颜色？
What color is the throne?
这里没写啊。
It didn't say here.
以后我们就知道这个宝座的颜色是白色的。
But later on, we could find out that the color of the throne is white.
是圣洁，是公义的。
It represents holiness and righteousness.
但是被彩虹围着，你看起来是可能是彩虹颜色吧，七色嘛，对不对？
But then if it's surrounded by a rainbow, then we would probably see seven colors.
那接下来又有点不理解了，又好像什么绿宝石。
And then later on it says in appearance like an emerald.
用好像好像，并且用人间你没有办法把它凑在一起的这个颜色，让你来理解神的荣耀，但是不是让你来有一个形象。
Here the description uses things that we can understand in this world to describe the glory of God, but there is no concrete image of God.
所以这个事情要发生在什么时候呢？
And when is this event going to happen?
当我们知道从第七章之后，或是第六章第一马出现之后，你就晓得是从真耶稣教会开始。
And after chapter 6 and chapter 7, after the red horse, we know that this is when there is a true Jesus church.
也就是这边所讲的以后要发生的事情。
And that refers to the verse here that says things must take place after this.
那时的以后是主后96年以后，就是我们现在了。
At that time, the things that after that time, After 90 AD is referring to now, we are after that time.
也就是末世的我们现在了。
And that refers to the end times, the time that we are in right now.
那要发生在哪里呢？
And where is it going to happen?
发生在天上。
It will happen in heaven.
你有没有感觉你坐在天上？
Do you feel that you are sitting in heaven?
应该有啊，如果你没有的话，我们等一下祷告，你要求主耶稣让你有一种坐在天上的感觉啊。
You should have the feeling that you're sitting in heaven. If not, after we pray, ask God to let you have that feeling.
哎，真的，有时候你会感觉，哎，我是坐在天上。
It's true. Sometimes we have feelings that we're sitting in heaven.
因为你接受洗礼、赦罪之后，你在神的恩典之中，这就是属灵的天上了。
Because after we have received baptism.And we have washed away our sins. We spiritually we are in heaven.
好，那我们来看到我们第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
那宝座周围又有24个座位。
So around the throne were 24 thrones.
这是第一个特征哦。
This is the first characteristic.
第二个。
Number 2.
其上坐着24位长老。
On the thrones, 24 elders were sitting there.
他们是坐在上面。
They were sitting on the throne.
然后呢，接下来是第二个，是身穿白衣。
And then they were clothed in white robes.
第三个特色。
The third characteristic.
头上戴着金冠冕。
They had crowns of gold on their heads.
这24长老是谁呢？
Who are these 24 elders?
是特殊的人物吗？
Are they special people?
在神的天上的国度里面，你只有看到二十四长老啊。
In the kingdom of God in heaven, you only saw 24 elders.
我们星期五还有一次嘛，我们再来讲四活物。
On Friday evening, we have another session, then we'll talk about the four living creatures.
然后今天晚上先来看末世天上的二十四长老是谁呀？
But tonight we will see who these 24 elders are.
我们用很简单的话讲呢，现在教会末世真主教会二十四长老是谁？
To put it very simply, who are the 24 elders in True Jesus Church at the end time?
你不要先说，哎呀，不是我。
So don't say it's not me.
我们真主教会不要被外教会给污染呢。
Let us not be polluted by other churches.
从中古世纪之后，有一个名字叫做平信徒。
After the mid-century, there is a phrase that's called
平信来来来
layman.
哎，对对对对对，我发音错误。L A Y 嘛，哈。
Yeah.
L A Y. 好，为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们有那个阶级品级的，从那个天主教来的。
And this is because there is a level of different status, and this came from the Catholic Church.
所以才有平信徒。
And that's why there is this phrase of layman.
平信徒还有凸信徒、高信徒吗？尖信徒对不对？平的有的凸的吗？还是平跟凸是？
So there, if there is layman, there is someone who's higher than that.
所以这个不是圣经的。
But that's not coming from the Bible.
在圣经里面，我们都是圣徒。
In the Bible, we are all saints.
如果你去天主教说你是圣徒，他们一定是头抬得很高看你，因为圣徒就要被崇拜了，对不对？你进去他们里面，彼得啦，或是现在最后一个不是最后一个最去年还是前年被祝圣的哈，就是 Mother Teresa 嘛，对不对？知道吗？他们要祝圣的那个要不是那么容易的。
If we were to go to the Catholic Church and say I'm a saint, then maybe people will look up to you because they worship saints. And the latest saint thatit was Mother Teresa.
天主教是死了才会被封为圣徒啊，没有死，没有啊，连那个教皇也不是圣徒，也不是圣者啊，也不是圣的。
In the Catholic Church, only after you die, then you may become a saint. Even the Pope himself is not a saint.
所以你说我是圣徒，他们已经是奇怪，你是鬼还是？还是人啊。
So if you were to go to the Catholic Church and say I'm a saint, they might look at you and wonder, are you dead or are you a ghost?
因为死人才会被祝圣嘛。
Because only those people who are dead become saints.
那真耶稣教会我们都是圣徒哎。
But in the True Jesus Church, we are all saints.
为什么称为圣徒？
How do we become saints?
因为洗礼洗去你的罪，耶稣的宝血让你称圣。
It is because we have received the water baptism of Jesus Christ. He has washed away our sins, and we have become righteous.
保罗，你看他称哥林多教会也是称圣徒，称罗马教会的信徒也是称圣徒啊。其实哥林多教会的圣徒怎么样？被保罗骂的要死啊！你们小孩子。纷争结党吵得半死，但是还是圣徒。圣徒吵大架。
If we read the book of Corinthians and Romans, Paul called those believers saints. But in the book of Corinthians, he actually was scolding at the members in Corinth. They were very terrible, but they were saints.
他们是吵架了，不 terrible 是不会。
They were arguing with each other.
纷争结党吵架嘛，像小孩子一样啊。保罗说：“你们小孩子一定吵架的，很少小孩子不吵架的。”
They were like little children, little kids who were arguing with each other.
虽然他们是小孩子吃奶的，但是还是圣徒啊。
Even though they were like babies who were just having spiritual milk, but they were still saints.
我们不要搞混了哈。
So let's not be confused.
圣经里面的圣徒不是说哦，你很高贵哦，好像在云上哦，那个不食人间烟火，不是啊，是吵大架的圣徒。
The saints that's described in the Bible, when we read the word saints, that's not think that it's someone who sits on the throne in heaven and don't even eat any food. It's people who argue with each other.
因为圣徒是恩典，是神的主耶稣的宝血所洗净的人。
Because saints are those people who are being sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那我们看这二十四章呢，他们坐在哪里？
And if we read where the 24 elders are sitting,
坐在宝座上。
They are sitting on thrones.、嗯、
宝座是谁坐的？
Who sits on thrones?
国王坐的。
Only kings.
所以他们是国王。
So these people are kings.
二十四，他们是当王的。
These 24 elders, they are kings.
好，那他们以什么为中心呢？
And who is in the center?
是在那个大宝座，是在那个一个宝座，在神的宝座四围，所以他们是围绕着那个宝座。
So in the center is the big throne. They sit around the throne.
神是主耶稣，是万王之王，万主之主。
God is our Lord Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以二十四长老是以主耶稣的那个宝座为中心的王。
And so the 24 elders, their center or their king is the throne that's in the center.
我们星期六已经有谈过了，我们可以再看一下六章第九节十节，五章九节十节。
We have mentioned this on Saturday, but we can read it again in chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
末世谁是王呢？
Who are the kings in the end time?
不是你家那个只有一个小孩的那个又很疼爱的那个小霸王，不是。
It's not the only child in your home.
而是什么？耶稣宝血所洗的人呢？
It's referring to those people who are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
第九节这边说，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买来的人。
Verse 9, it says, have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
他们要执掌王权。
They will reign.
那再看二十章。
Let's read.Chapter 24.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这些人也就是受过洗，那个灵魂复活，就是我们哈的人，那跟要跟耶稣一同作王一千年的这些人。
And these are the same people who have been baptized and have partaked in the first resurrection, and they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
也就是说，你现在是要不要忘记你是坐在宝座上的王啊
？So, in another word, do not forget that you are a king that is sitting on a throne.
或是我讲太快，你根本没有认为这样子、啊。
Maybe I have went over this too fast, and you do not agree with me.
至少这二十四长老是这样子的。
But at least these 24 elders are so.
他们是坐在宝座上，以主耶稣为中心的，坐宝座的这种人。
They are sitting on thrones, and their center is Jesus Christ.
那为什么他们能坐宝座
？And how are they able to sit on thrones?
为什么他们能坐王？
And why were they able to become king?
因为他们领受了主耶稣的宝血洗礼了。
It is because they have received the blood of Jesus Christ through baptism.
所以洗礼非常非常非常重要。
And so baptism is extremely important.
我们常常忘记了。
And many times we forget.
正式教会跟别的教会开始的不一样，就是洗礼啊。
The difference between True Jesus Church and other churches, the beginning is baptism.
在这之前，你要悔改了、认罪了、信耶稣了，有时候都差不多啊。
Before the point of baptism of repentance, believing in Christ, these are similar.
但是洗礼是把你生出来啊。
But to receive baptism means to be reborn.
教会是母亲哦。
And the mother is the church.
这个我们知道。教会怎么来生你？
And how would the church give you birth?
就是借着洗礼的权柄。
It is through the power of baptism.
教会有洗礼的权柄啊。
The church has the authority of giving baptism.
这是主耶稣赋予教会的权柄。
And that is the authority given to the church by Jesus Christ.
所以只有在正耶稣教会里面受洗才有功效啊。
And that is why it's only effective to have water baptism into Jesus' church.
这样的话，受洗之后就坐在宝座上。
And afterwards, after you have received baptism, you are sitting on the throne.
你就执行王权啊。
And you reign.
你管谁啊？
And who are you reigning over?
你说啊，那我们都是王啊，哎，谁
？If you say okay, we are all kings.
就非洲有一些爸爸很有权势啊，他回到家坐着，他就跟儿子谁？那他有的回去很，我因为我住他家了，很有权柄啊，他就晓得头一摇，他和孩子就晓得端水来。然后这边就 端那个东西来。
When I was...
我说你在家当王啊，他说圣经不是说当王吗？我说不是这样的王。
When I was in Africa, I stayed with a member, and the father in the family had a great authority. After he went home, he would just sit down on his chair, and he only needs to shake his head in one side, and the kids know to bring water. And when he shakes his head to the other side, then the kids know to bring him food to eat. And he said, the Bible says we need to be king. And I told him that's not what the king means in the Bible.
罗马书保罗在五章十七节说：“你要在生命中当王。”
In Romans chapter 5 verse 17, Paul tells us that we need to be king in life.
有的人不能控制生命哎。
For some people, they cannot control their life.
有时候信徒不小心又偷跑出去了。
For some,
因为本来在神的国嘛，对不对？是耶稣让你当王的，你忽然跑出去了。
For some believers, they leave this kingdom. They Jesus had made them king, but they left.
有时候会被魔鬼抓到啊。
Sometimes they are snatched by Satan.
被魔鬼控制住。
And they are under the control of Satan.
不是说他进到你里面了、啊，有时候会，被门骗了。
It's not to say that they are possessed by the evil spirits, but that they are deceived by Satan.
落后有魔鬼控制的方法，文明有魔鬼控制的方法。
The Satan has ways to control civilized countries as well as uncivilized countries.
落后的地方，魔鬼的工作是很粗鲁的。
The work
让人发疯了。抓不住了啊，整身臭的要命了，也不洗澡，也不什么了。嗯，你哎呦，这魔鬼臭死了。
The in places of uncivilized countries, the work of Satan is very 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 obvious. Like they will make people go crazy, and the people will not shower, and they smell really bad.
文明地方，魔鬼控制人的思想，让这个人脸臭的要命啊。
But at civilized countries, Satan control people by using their thoughts, and so the person's face is
保罗所讲的，保罗所讲的末世的可那个危险的日子，都是文明病啊。
The dangerous things that Paul mentioned in the end times, all those things are happening in civilized places.
专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸。若你念那个。我们都很熟的哈，提摩太后书第三章第一节以下所写的，这个文明病嘛。你每天出去就遇到这些人呢、啊，不是被魔鬼控制的吗
？If we read Second Timothy, we will see a lot of these people. They are selfish. They love money and they're headstrong and haughty.
我们真的要再想想，我们是不是在我们自己的生命当中？
We need to think about whether we are kings in our life.
我在一个比较落后的国家，有他们，我忽然发现奇怪，信徒里面怎么聚完会之后，因为从早到晚聚会嘛，他们就要谈谈谈做什么？哎呀，有几个弟兄邀着去赌博啊，相邀相伴嘛，啊，弟兄姐妹一起去。啊，后来我说怎么会这样子？他说没办法呢，听完道之后感觉不应该，但是呢，回到家想想一个两个礼拜，很自动的讲，有时候走，不小心就走去那个 casino 了。
When I was in this country, I realized it was kind of interesting that after service, a few brothers got together and they invited each other to go to the casino to gamble, and they said that they know from teachings of the Bible that it's not good, but after they go home, they just cannot control themselves, and then they walk to the casinos.
他们自己讲啊，说，哦，这有鬼。
And they themselves said that it's very strange, as if they are possessed.
有一个弟兄说，他根本不想去啊，但是有时候就好像头一昏啊，这样。自动的就走到那个什么赌场去了。
And then this brother said that he didn't even want to go to gamble, but it's as if he just all of a sudden became very confused and walked over to the casino.
但是有其他的像淫乱的了哈。
And there are others like
你不想看，自动就去看了。
Like sexual immorality, like.They didn't want to see something, but they went to see it.
所以不能当王。
So they could not be kings in their life.
好，那二十四章他们身穿白衣哦。
And these 24 elders in the book of Revelation, they have white robes on them.
这个从我们若看第十六章十五节哈。
And if we read chapter 16, verse 15.
启示录十六章。
Revelation chapter
16,
verse 15. Behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
其实这里的衣服，中文换的衣服，跟刚刚那个白衣是一样的衣服，同一个字。
The garment here is the same word as the white robe that is used in chapter 4, verse 4.
这个白衣怎么得到的
？And how was this garment, this white robe? How did they get these white robes?
也就是加拉太书三章十七节所二十七节所讲的。
And this is what is described in Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
又是你洗礼所得到的。
This is obtained through baptism.
当然了，在启示录里面有四种不一样的衣服哈。有时候翻译都把它翻成白衣，其实在原来的意思是不一样的。
In the book of Revelation, there are four types of garments, and sometimes when we read translations, they are the same, but in the original context, we could see the difference.
那最基本的就是这个白衣。
And the most basic one is this white robe.
就是洗礼的时候所得到的。
And this is the white robe that's obtained when we receive baptism.
这个要保得住啊。
And this we need to keep this white robe.
如果你没有保住的话，衣服就丢了。这边说什么样，赤身而行了。
And if we do not keep our white robe, then the verse tells us then we become naked.
我们本来是。以那个乐园来讲，犯罪之后是赤身的。
In the Garden of Eden, after sin has come into the garden, they became naked.
啊，现在我们穿上基督。
But now we are clothed in Christ.
耶稣基督是圣洁的，是公义的。
And Jesus Christ is holy and righteous.
所以谁是二十四长老呢
？And so who are the 24 elders?
就是那一些穿白衣的人。
It refers to those people who are wearing white robes.
也就是说，你洗礼之后，耶稣的宝血一直在你身上有功效的人。
That is to say, those people who have been baptized and the blood of Jesus have effect on them all the time.
也就是说，你洗礼之后没有把耶稣重钉十字架的人。
It is also referring to those people who have received water baptism and have not crucified Christ the second time.
希伯来书说，如果你重钉十字架，把耶稣重钉十字架，你就没有份了。
The book of Hebrews said that if you have crucified Christ again on the cross, then you are no longer partaking in this grace.
这个白衣表示你的身份。
This white robe also represents your status.
那这个白衣到十九章十三节到十六节的时候，变成你的战衣哦。
And this white robe, if we read chapter 19,
13节,
verse 13, it becomes,
16节,
and verse 16,
看16节了, huh?
Let's read verse 16. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这个是主耶稣的衣服啊。
This is the
也是这个白衣，那他给我们穿了。
He has given this robe for us。
所以我们受洗之后，要常常看我们的衣服还在不在。
And so after we have been baptized, we need to always make sure we still have our robe。
如果早上起来一看，哎呀，白衣不见，那就赶快求主怜悯了。
And if we wake up in the morning and we realize we do not have our white robe。Anymore than we need to ask God to have mercy on us.
好，那我们再看回来启示录第四章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 4.
谁是二十四长老呢？
And who are these 24 elders?
那是头上戴着金冠冕。
They are the ones that had crowns of gold on their heads.
谁能戴冠冕？
Who can wear crowns?
当然就是得胜的。
Those people who are victorious.
六章第二节哈。
Chapter 6, verse 2 says,
我们已经有谈过星期六的安息日的时候，白马出来，他头上戴着冠冕的，同样一种冠冕呢。
We have already discussed this on Saturday when the white horse appeared. He was wearing a crown, it's the same crown.
那十二章第一节，这个妇人也是戴着冠冕的。
In chapter 12, verse 1, the woman was also wearing the crown.
同样的冠冕的。
The same crown.
也就是已经得胜的，在真教会里面的。
This refers to those who are triumphant and victorious in the true church.
国王也会打败仗啊。
Kings will also lose battles.
王打败仗，中国人说讲败者为寇了，那就不好了。
And if kings lose their battle, they're not good.
两个在打，打输的王就变什么？变奴隶了。
If two kings were to fight with each other, the one that's losing or the one that loses the battle becomes the slave.
所以我们坐在宝座上。
But we are sitting on thrones.
一定要成为一个得胜的王啊。
But we need to be victorious kings.
而不是打败的王。
And not kings who lose our battles.
当然了，我们靠主一定会赢的啦。
Of course, if we rely on the Lord, then we will surely be victorious.
所以这个在约书亚记呢，他们有去打仗啊。
In the book of Joshua, we see that they went out to battles.
那个武王哈被以色列他们打败了五个国王。
The Israelites they defeated five kings.
那约书亚记第十章啊。
Chapter 10.
他们就把王抓出来。
So they took out the
24节哈。
Verse 24, they brought out those kings.
那么他们就把那个脚踩在这些王的颈项上面。
And they put their feet on the necks of those kings.
所以这个五王变成什么？人家脚下的王。
And so these five kings became the kings under their feet.
所以我们一定要得胜了。
So we need to be victorious.
我们如果不得胜，反而我们的头被踩在魔鬼的脚下。
If we are not victorious, then our heads are under the feet of Satan.
好，那所以这二十四长老在整个启示录里面做什么事？
And so what are these 24 elders doing in the book of Revelation?
如果你看五章五节，他是安慰人的。
If we read chapter 5, verse 5, they are the ones that comfort other people.
他跟那个约翰说：“你不要哭啊。”
one of the elders said to John, "Do not weep."
对，那在七章十三节。
And chapter 7 verse 13.
他是提出问题的。
They are the ones that questioned.
这些人是谁呢？
One of the elders said, "Who are these?"
哎，也是给他们答案的。
And they are also the ones that provide answers.
在启示录里面总共有出现这个长老哈，总共有十二次。
The word elders appeared 12 times in the book of Revelation.
那只有两次说他们就是刚刚我们看到这两个工作。
And only two times described their functions. Those were the verses that we shared.
其他的他们做什么？
And at the other times, what were they doing?
他们最厉害的是什么？
What is their best ability?
对，如果你看五章八节。
If we read chapter 5 verse 8.
五章十四节。
And verse chapter 5 verse 14.
七章十一节。
And also seven. Chapter 7 verse 11.
十一章十六节。
Chapter 11 verse 16.
十九章第四节。
And also chapter 19 verse 4.
都一样的动作。
All these verses describe the same action.
就是俯伏在地，趴在地上。
They fell down.
他们坐在宝座。
They are sitting on the thrones,
并且是趴在地上。
But they fell on the ground.
不是趴在人的面前，趴在神的面前。
They fell down in front of God.
他们坐在王的位置上，在神面前是服侍的，是敬拜的。
They are sitting on thrones, but in front of God, they worship Him, and they fell down on their faces.
金冠冕是戴在他们头上的。
The golden crowns are on their heads.
你看五章第八节哦，这十四节也是什么样？这个金冠冕是放在地上的。
But if we read chapter 5 verse 8 and chapter 5 verse 14, their crowns are on the ground.
对，四章哈也有啊。
Also in chapter 4.
四章九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
俯伏在地，要把他们的冠冕放在。
Verse 10.
神的面前。
The 24 elders fall down before God who sits on the throne. They worship him and cast their crowns before the throne.
所以他们很忙的。
So they're very busy.
四活一唱，他们就伏在地上，冠冕又放在地上。
Whenever the living creatures sing, immediately they fall on the ground and they put their crowns on the ground.
四活唱快点的话，他们那你看动作不快点的话，是的，老。他应该不老了哈，他们动作应该很凌厉，不然的话，实在是骨头都会摔坏。
If the four living creatures sing a little bit faster than the 24 elders, they're probably not old because if they are, then they will damage their backs.
他们坐宝座不是给人服侍的。
They sit on thrones not to be served.
是服侍人。
But they serve others.
敬拜神。
They worship God.
所以末世天上的二十四长老。
So at the end time, the 24 elders in heaven.
他们是以神为中心。
They have a God as their center.
圣洁的受过洗的人。
They are holy, those who have been baptized.
过着得失人生活的人。
And they live victorious lives.
拜神的。
They are worshippers of God.
他是谁？
Who are they?
应该是你嘛，是不是？
They should be you.
我们去唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
四百首。
400.